There's the button. I'll give Sally a little room here. Pastor Gary and his family are gone and traveling, and I pray for them to have good times and safe trip. But I'm also happy to be able to share more of Romans with you. Romans is a really critical book, part of God's Word for us understanding Christianity.
赵牧师现在正在旅行，所以很高兴今天在这里可以跟大家一起来查考罗马书。罗马书对于基督教的信仰是一本至关重要的书。
It's changed many lives. Some of you may be familiar with Martin Luther.
他曾经改变了许多人的生命，你们可能知道，包括马丁路德也是因为罗马书改变了他的生命。
John Calvin.
还有加尔文。
St. Augustine.
还有圣奥古斯丁。
And John Wesley and many more.
还有卫斯理，还有很多有名的属灵人。
And I think John Calvin said that if you understand Romans, you understand Christianity.
我记得加尔文曾经提到，如果你明白罗马书，你将会明白基督教的信仰。
So let's pray together.
所以让我们一起来祷告。
Father, we ask you to be with us to understand your word.
父啊，我们祷告你与我们同在，帮助我们能够进入你的话语。
Give us ears to hear.And give us hearts to truly understand.
给我们一个可听的耳朵，也给我们有一颗受教的心。
We know your spirit is with us, so we know that you can teach us your truth.
我们知道你的圣灵已经与我们同在，所以我们相信你会把你的真理向我们打开。
And we give you thanks for doing that today.
我们把感谢归给你。
In Jesus' name, amen.
Amen.
So let's dig a little deeper into God's Word, what I would call His whole counsel of His Word.
所以让我们来更深的看神的话，并且我们其实是来看关于神的整个计划，救恩的计划。
You know, many churches love to teach John 3:16, and rightly so.
很多教会都乐于教导约翰福音三章十六节，神爱世人，甚至将他的独生子赐给他们，叫他们不至灭亡，反得永生。
And let's turn there together. Let's turn to John
3:16. 让我们一起来看约翰福音三章十六节。
And many times they'll also share verse 17, but often they'll leave out verse 18.
很多时候他们都教导十七节，但是常常会忽略十八节，三章十八节，约翰福音。
So read all three of those together, please.
Okay, 让我们一起来读约翰福音三章十六节到十八节。一二三，开始。神爱世人，甚至将他的独生子赐给他们，叫一切信他的不至灭亡，反得永生。因为神差他的儿子降世，不是要定世人的罪，乃是要叫世人因他得救。信他的不被定罪，不信的人罪已经定了，因为他不信神独生子的名。
So John 3:16 and 17 are definitely God's word, but so is John 3:18.
三章十六节、十七节是神的话，同样十八节也是神的话。
And so we have to consider the whole counsel of God's word.
所以我们应该全面的来看神的话。
Let's examine this very carefully and look at the teachings of God's word and the teachings of the world. Big difference.
让我们仔细的来查考神的话，其中我们就可以看出神的话和世界上的教导是有一个很大的分别。
And in some ways, I hope this kind of gives us an idea of where our life is going.What our life's path is.
我也希望借着这样的查考，能够带我们一起来思想，来看我们人生最后的结局将会是怎样。
Now we went through chapter 1 of Romans last time I gave a message, and the key verse there was 1:16, and it says, I'm not ashamed of the gospel, for it's the power to save the Jew and the Gentile, to save mankind.
在前面几次我的信息里面我跟大家分享罗马书的第一章它的关键的一句是罗马书一章十六节我不以福音为耻这福音本是神的大能要救一切相信的先是犹太人后是希腊人
But now we want to turn to chapter 2 and let's read the first 11 verses.
但是今天我们要来看罗马书第二章 让我们一起从二章的第一节 罗马书二章第一节 一起读到二章的十一节 一、二、三,开始 你这论断人的 不论你是谁 也无可推诿 你在什么事上论断人 就在什么事上定自己的罪 因你这论断人的 自己的所行却和别人一样 我们知道这样行的人 神必照真理审判他。这人啊，你论断行这样事的人，自己所行的却和别人一样，你以为能逃脱神的审判吗？还是你藐视他丰富的恩慈、宽容、忍耐，不晓得他的恩慈是领你悔改呢？你竟认着你刚硬不悔改的心。 为自己积蓄愤怒，以致神震怒，显他公义审判的日子来到。他必照个人的行为报应个人。凡恒心行善，寻求荣耀、尊贵和不朽坏之福的，就以永生报应他们。唯有结党不顺从真理，反顺从不义的。 就以愤怒、恼恨报应他们，将患难、困苦加给一切作恶的人。先是犹太人，后是希腊人，却将荣耀、尊贵、平安加给一切行善的人。先是犹太人，后是希腊人，因为神不偏待人。
So we want to stay centered on the gospel and the fact that God is an all-loving and kind God.
Mm-hmm. 我们知道福音的中心是神是一位慈爱的神。
But at the same time, we want to see that God is a holy and completely just God.
Mm-hmm. 但是同时我们也要来看神是一位圣洁、完全公义的神。
So let's look at a few verses at a time and talk about God's judgment.
所以让我们一次来看几节的圣经 让我们来看一看神的审判
Verses 1 through 3 we see judgment again. I thought we were going to talk about the gospel. Well, we are.
二章的第一节到第三节讲的全部是审判 我们以为我们今天是来讨论福音 结果没有想到居然是先从审判开始
So these three verses, the first three verses of chapter 2, are more about the principles of judgment. Not the gospel per se, but the principles of judgment.
二章的一到三节, 它主要是谈论的是关于审判的一些原则。
But make no mistake, Paul's motive for teaching this is to prove to the world, that's the whole world, that we all need the gospel.
保罗之所以在前三节就提出了审判，是因为他要向我们证明，今天世界上每一个人都需要福音。
We're all in the same boat.
我们都在同一条船上。
Now, chapter 1 was largely to the Gentiles, the non-Jewish people.
罗马书第一章主要是写给外邦人的，是不信神的外邦人。
And when we went through that in chapter 1, You can almost feel the Jewish people kind of standing out there and judging others.
当我们把第一章读完的时候，我们会有一个感觉，就是这些所有的定罪是对外邦人的定罪，但是犹太人他们却可以置身事外，以自己所有的来判断别人。
They were feeling very self-righteous. We don't hate God. We're not murderers, sexually immoral. We're the righteous people.
他们会觉得我们不憎恨神，我们也不是邪恶的人，所以我们是义的义人。
They were quick to judge others.
所以他们很快就变得来论断别人。
And to accuse others. There's this story about a baker in a small town that he bought all of his butter from a farmer.
我想要讲一个故事，在一个小镇上面有一个面包师，他所有的黄油都是从当地的一个农民那里进货来的。
And the baker was noticing that when he got the butter that he paid for each time, it was kind of getting less and less. It weighed less and less.
每一次这个面包师就发现他从农民那里买的黄油一次比一次少。
So he accused this baker of fraud.
他就把这个农民告上了法庭，因为他缺斤少两。
This farmer fraud. And so the farmer went before a judge. And the judge asked him, "Do you have a scale? Are you weighing this butter?"
于是这个农民呢就被带到了法院。这个法官就问这个农夫说，你们家有秤吗？
And the farmer says, "No, actually, I thought since I was buying the butter, or since I was selling the butter to the baker, I should buy his bread."
这个农夫就回答说，因为我把黄油卖给这个面包师，所以我觉得我也应该从他那里买一些面包。
So I would use a pound of his bread to meter out my butter.
所以每一次我从他那里买一磅的面包，我就知道哦，原来这个是一磅。那我卖给他黄油的时候呢，我就用这个重量来称我卖给他的黄油。
So if the butter was getting less and less, whose fault was that?
所以如果我卖给他的黄油越来越缺斤短两，那到底是谁的错呢？
That's why sometimes we have to examine ourselves before we start accusing others.
这就是为什么当我们要定罪别人、判断别人之前，我们要先审查自己。
Now some people say that this part of scripture where God condemns these people just for judging, just because they judged.
有人说神在这里责备这些论断人的人，只是因为他们论断人。
I think it's pretty clear he was speaking to the people with the Jewish background.
我相信非常清楚一到三节保罗是对那些有犹太教背景的人所说的话。
And not just for judging, but because they practice the same sins themselves.
不仅仅是判断人，而且这些人本身，他们所论断的事，他们自己也做。
True, they weren't God haters or murderers.
确实，他们不是憎恨神的人，他们不是凶杀的人。
But if we look back at that list in chapter 1, we'd see greed, envy, gossip, unmerciful, unloving.
但是当我们真的回到第一章的定罪，那你更提到了人的罪包括贪婪、嫉妒、说闲话的、没有亲情的、不怜悯人的。
These are all sins in God's eyes.
在神的眼中，这些都是罪。
And while we're talking about sin, the definition, the word sin, is a Greek word that comes from the archer hitting a bullseye, or missing the bullseye, actually.Not hitting the bullseye.
在圣经里面，最希腊文的原文的意思是偏离目标，就像有人他要射箭，他有一个靶心。最的意思就是他每一次射箭的时候，他都偏离他的靶心。
Now my lovely wife Pat is a pretty good archer, actually. She likes to shoot bow and arrow.
我的妻子她很擅长射击。
But she can't hit the bullseye every time.
但是她不能每一次都射中靶心。
And that is what sin really is. It's missing the bullseye.
罪的意思就是让我们没有办法可以击中目标。
Missing God's perfect standard.
让我们每一次都偏离神那完美的标准。
And that's why Romans 3:23 says, "All have sinned and come short of the glory of God."
这是为什么在罗马书三章二十三节那里说世人都犯了罪，亏缺了神的荣耀。
So a key point here is that God is perfect and He is also just.
在这里告诉我们神是完美的，但是他也是公义的。
And when judgment comes from God, it's not going to be that He is unjust.
当神的审判临到的时候，他会显为公义。
However, many of the Jewish people thought that they had the covenant relationship with God.
但是呢，很多以色列人他们觉得他们因为他们有跟神有一个立约的关系。
They were descendants of Abraham. That's good enough.
只要他们是亚伯拉罕的后裔，那就足够了。
But no, it's not. Now, many may be, parents may be Christians, but that doesn't make them Christians.
但是那却是不够的。可能有些人他们的父母是基督徒，但是并不能说明他们也一定会成为基督徒。
Some say God has no grandchildren, only children.
所以有人说神是没有外孙的，神只有儿女。
So God's judgment is not about an ethnic or a religious background or how much we know.
所以神的审判是不以我们的种族我们从哪里来，甚至是我们知道多少为标准来审判我们。
Make no mistake, God will judge self-righteous, religious, morally good people all the same. They all need a Savior.
神有一天他会审判那些自义的人，甚至会审判那些看上去不错的人。每一个人有一天都要面对神的审判。
So that's what the first three voices, or the first three verses point out. That God will judge people according to where they are and what they do.
这就是为什么在罗马书前三节这里提到神他会照着人所行的有一天来审判人。
But then we have verse 4, which I love it right there in the middle, more or less.
Amen. 接下来呢我们有罗马书的第四节。二章四节。
And this is where I had the idea of the title being God's kindness.
这也是我今天这个信息的题目，为什么就是从这里来。
But I want us to see that this kindness is different than what the world often calls kindness.
我今天的题目就是神的恩慈，但是我们要讲的神的恩慈却是与这个世界上所认同的神的恩慈是不一样的。
So God is full of he is just, but he's full of kindness, a kindness that is meant to lead us to repentance.
Amen. 所以神是公义的，他也是有恩慈的。他的恩慈的目的给我们是为了领我们悔改。
And I've shared with you before, the repentance means to turn around, not physically, but in your mind, in your thinking.
我们以前可能提到悔改的意思就是我们的心要回转向神。
It's a complete change of thinking. It's thinking God's way, not our way, not the world's way.
它也是完完全全的改变我们的思想，不再是照着这个世界来的角度来思想，而是从神的眼光来看事情。
Now I said God is just, but His justice does not require Him or does not calls him to punish us immediately.
我们说神是公义的，但是在圣经上我们看到神的公义并没有让他马上立刻就因着我们的罪惩罚我们。
Rather, his kindness leads us to be patient, leads him to be patient with us.
因着他的慈爱，他对我们有一种的忍耐。
However, I will say, Christians as well as Jews that have no regard to sin, that's not compatible with true Christianity.
真正的基督教的信仰，不论是犹太人或是外邦人，都是有罪的。
This could be said to just be presuming on God's kindness alone. Okay, this could be thinking, oh, I'm just relying on God's kindness alone.
有人可能会说，神是有慈爱的就够了。
And this idea of kindness, again, I started to make the title, is God's kindness can turn our lives around.
当我来思想这个题目的时候，我觉得神的慈爱会叫我们的人生，人生的方向被改变。
And some here may need to have their lives turned around.
在我们中间，可能有些人，我们的人生，我们的生命需要被神翻转过来。
To follow God's way, God's thinking.
让我们可以跟随神，神的道路，让我们可以以神的眼光来过我们每一天的生活。
Now, how is this different from the world's kindness?
这样子的慈爱跟世界上的慈爱有什么不同吗？
The world's kindness can often be a counterfeit that's kind of slipped in by the deceiver.
这个世界的慈爱常常是虚假的，是仇敌，是魔鬼，悄悄的，改变的一个慈爱。
So don't be fooled by what true kindness is.
所以千万不要被这个世上所谓的虚假的慈爱所迷惑所欺骗。
I always thought it was kind of funny whenever I was in China and I would be at a store, almost any store, big store.
当我在中国的时候，每一次我去到一个商店。
And if I were spending 100 RMB bills,
如果我花100块钱的人民币。
They would stop and look at every one of those very carefully, looking for counterfeits.
每一次那个店员都会仔仔细细的看我给他那一百块钱，看看是不是假的。
So I think we need to be that careful, actually, in the world, looking for counterfeits. What is counterfeit kindness?
所以当我们今天来看这个世上的虚假的时候，我们也应当像那个店员一样，要非常的谨慎。
God's kindness, again, leads you to a change in something and leads you to Jesus, who is the only hope.
所以神的慈爱是使我们的心能够回转向主耶稣。
To trust in Jesus for the forgiveness of his sins, for your sins.
去信靠主能够赦免我们的罪。
But it's not just a whatever kind of kindness.
神的慈爱不是随随便便的慈爱。
It'd be like saying, oh, you drink too much, you're destroying your life, you're destroying your family. That's okay, that's perfect, no problem.
虚假的慈爱就是我明明知道你已经喝醉了，但是我想要在你的面前做一个好人，所以我对你说，没关系，你喝得再多也不会毁掉你的命，也不会毁掉你的生活。
That kind of kindness is Satan's, the wannabe God,
那样所谓的慈爱就是从魔鬼而来的。
His kindness is a destroyer of life kindness.
所以仇敌的诡计就是他用他所谓世上的慈爱来毁坏，来摧毁我们的生活。
Where God's kindness leads to eternal life, not destruction.
但是神的慈爱却将我们引向永远的生命，而不是灭亡。
But again, the world says,If God were really kind, he would just let everybody be themselves.
我们知道今天在世界上很流行的一句话就是如果神是慈爱的，那么他就应当让每个人做他们想做的事情。
But no, our God is completely loving and completely just, so we have the cross behind here, a symbol of it.
正是因为我们的神他是有完全的爱，他也是有完全的公义，这就是为什么他要为我们死在十字架上。
The cross was his way of being completely loving and kind, but same just at the same time. The sacrifice for our sins.
这个十字架，他在十字架为我们受死的这件事情，就说出了他对我们的大爱，但是同时他也不能容忍我们的罪，所以他必须自己为我们受死。
Now, these next few verses, 5 through 8, cause people sometimes some problems in understanding.
罗马书2章5到8节很多时候会让人很迷惑。
God's righteous judgment will be according to or in agreement with our works.
神的审判是照着个人的行为报应个人，这是什么意思呢？
So in 5, it points out, yes, there will be a day of judgment, of wrath.
所以在这里圣经给我们看到有一天将会有一个愤怒的日子，是神审判的日子。
And that's stored up for those who refuse to accept and obey God's will and truth.
神的审判就是那些不顺从神的真理，神的愤怒就会临到他们。
I need to be loving and enough to tell people that. I need to be loving enough to tell them that that is a fact.
我必须心中要充满了爱，才能够告诉人这个真实的事情。
Now the philosophy of the day is called postmodernism.
今天有一种哲学叫做后现代主义。
Actually, postmodernism started in the 50s. It was really pushed hard in the 60s, my generation.
后现代主义是从50年代开始起源，在60年代就非常的盛行。
And now it's being perfected. It's being perfected and taught to young people over and over again.
今天这个后现代主义越来越变化，并且它在年轻人的一代里面是有非常深刻的影响。
And basically it is, there is no truth. There's no absolute truth. You can have your truth, I'll have my truth, but none are absolute.
所以后现代主义的教导就是今天在这个世界上没有绝对的真理。你可以有你的真理，我可以有我的真理，但是我们所有人都不需要有绝对的真理。
And I feel very greatly for the people that are being confused by that.
我因这些人如果因为这些论断，觉得很疑惑，我觉得是可以理解的。
Our society is steeped in that, just like steeping tea. Everything around for children growing up now is steeped in this postmodernism.
今天我们这个社会里面的每一个人，我们整个社会都深受其害。
But that's different than the hardened hearts that actually refuse to accept God's will, to obey His truth.
但是这个就是人任凭自己的心变得越来越坚硬，并且是不顺从真理。
Even though they know it exists, they're not confused. They know God's truth exists. They refuse to accept it.
这里的人是他们不是不知道神的真理，他们知道神的真理是存在的，但是他们从心底拒绝它。
So in these verses, Paul's not teaching how we're justified. He's just teaching these general principles of justice.
所以罗马书二章五到八节，保罗不是在这里说我们是如何可以得称义，他在这里是告诉我们，这些不顺从真理的原则。
And again, all men will be judged. All men are hopeless and without the gospel.
所以我想要在这里重申，若是没有福音，人都是没有盼望的。
This is the kindest thing I think we can do for others.
这可能是我们每一个信主的人需要做的，也应当做的事情，就是告诉别人这个真理。
Now the W word, works, is mentioned here.
在这里他也提到了个人的行为。
Two kinds of works. Works that will receive eternal life and some works that will receive God's wrath.
在二章七节他提到了一种的行为可以他的结局就是有永远的生命。二章的八节他又提到了有另外一种的行为他的结局就是愤怒和恼恨。
First, the latter kind, those that are self-seeking, which means opposing God.
首先是二章八节，我想要提到的是，这一类的人呢，他是结党，并且不顺从真理。
Don't obey God's truth, His will, but they obey unrighteousness.
不止不顺从真理，而且是顺从不义。
There is no desire to resist sin.
并且他们是完全不想要抵抗罪。
Those are the ones that God will judge.
这一类的人，神会以愤怒审判他们。
But those are the ones too that we want to see them turn around.
但是当我们真的遇到这样的人，我们真的是希望他们能够回转。
Now the works that receive eternal life, they seek glory. Okay, what does that mean?
二章七节。这第二类人呢，他们是恒心行善，寻求荣耀。寻求荣耀是什么意思呢？
Rongyao. I used to hear that word a lot in China. Rongyao, Rongyao.
Yeah. 在中国我听到过很多次人提到荣耀。
I like that word. Our glory is His glory. We enjoy His glory. We should display His glory.
我们的荣耀其实就是来自于神的荣耀。我们享受神的荣耀，并且让这个荣耀从我们的身上，从我们的身上能够彰显出来，能够活出来。
Let's go ahead a little further in Romans to 8:30.
让我们一起来看罗马书八章三十节。罗马书八章三十节。我们找到了，就一起来读一下好不好？八章三十节。好，预先所定下的人又招他们来。所招来的人又称他们为义，所称为义的人又叫他们得荣耀。
So, and many have a problem with this. We will be glorified.
很多人会觉得，当他们读这一段话的时候，他们有疑问。我们会得荣耀，什么意思呢？
The question is, do we want to display His glory? Do we want to be like Jesus?Because Jesus was glorified above all.
问题是我们想要像主一样吗？想要像主那样也得到荣耀吗？
Maybe a little later we'll listen to a song by Chris Tomlin about kindness. And in that he says, your favor is what we desire.
等一下我们可能会唱一首诗歌，是一个基督徒的一个词作家他的在那首歌里面他说神你的 Can you say that again?
Your favor, God's favor is what we desire.
神的心意是我们所喜悦的所想要的。
So, do we desire His favor? I see a lot of heads going yes.
所以我们想要神蒙神称许吗？
That's necessary. He wants to give us His favor. We should desire it.
所以神他是想要称许我们，这也是我们应该期盼的。
So these works are really faith, evidence of faith, of saving faith.
在这里提到了很多是关于可以叫我们得救的信心。
They're in agreement with salvation, or they're in agreement with the works, not based on the works. Our salvation is not based on those works.
我们的救恩它不是根据于这个得救的信心。
Let's look together again at John 8. John 6, 28 and 29. John 6, 28.
让我们一起来看约翰福音6章28节到29节。
So be thinking, what is our work? Just like this man asked.
约翰福音6章28节到29节。当我们读这一段的时候，让我们有一个思想。什么是这里所提到的行为呢？如果找到的话，我们一起来读一下好不好？六章约翰福音六章二十八节到二十九节。众人问他说：“我们当行什么才算是做神的功呢？”耶稣回答说：“信神所差来的就是神的功。”
So our work is to believe.In Jesus.
Amen. 所以我们真正应当做的，应当有的好行为，就是相信主耶稣。
So this verse 8 in Romans 2 is talking mainly about our changed lives, our obedience to God's truth. Not the basis of eternal life, but the evidence.
所以在罗马书二章第七节那里，他讲到了恒心行善，寻求荣耀、尊贵和不朽坏的。它不是我们得救的一个根基。他说出来，当我们得救以后，我们这个人生命所有的改变。
It's the evidence that we're united in Christ.
它是可以证明，可以显出我们与神是连在一起的。
See, our faith, even though small, by the Holy Spirit, changes us into the image of Christ.
虽然我们的信心都很微小。但是圣灵会改变我们的生命， 让我们能够越来越像主耶稣。
Now granted, it's by degree, by degree, by degree, by little. Let's look at 2 Corinthians 3:18.
我们的生命改变是一点一点来的，让我们一起来看灵后的三章十八节。哥林多后书三章十八节。哥林多后书三章十八节。哥林多后书三章十八节，如果我们找到了，一起来读一下好不好？们众人既然敞着脸得以看见主的荣光，就好像从镜子里反照，就变成主的荣上加荣，如同从主的灵变成的。
See, these works or deeds, they go together with our faith.
所以我们也看到这个行为是跟我们的 信心是连在一起的。
I think it was Martin Luther says, we're saved by faith alone, but saving faith is never alone.
所以马丁路德曾经说过，我们是单凭着信心能得拯救，但是我们所得到的不仅仅是一个相信的信心可以拯救我们的信心而已，我们还得到其他的东西。
Now, just like I was talking to KC last week about fruit trees.
上个礼拜我和陈弟兄曾经有一个关于果树的讨论。
Now, the appearance of that fruit on the tree does not make it a fruit tree.
这个果树的外貌呢，它结了各种各样的果子，不能够使它成为一棵果树，一棵结果子的果树。
But it shows that it is a fruit tree.
它结的果子是显出来它是一棵果树。
Just like good works don't make a person a Christian.
就像好的行为，不能够使人成为一个基督徒。
But works of a transformed life show that a person is a Christian, that a person's being changed to be more like Jesus.
但是若圣灵在我们的身上工作，人就可以看见我们这个人生命的改变。
So let's look at these last few verses 9 through 11 and talk about again God's kindness and justice that shows no partiality.
所以罗马书二章九到十一节，这几节里面说出神的爱是不偏待人的。
Judgment to wrath or eternal life will not consider whether you're Jewish or Gentile, how smart you are, what family you're from, what race you're from. You know, there's only one race. God created only one race. Man makes different races, but that will not be considered.
到底是得永生还是得到神的愤怒，不是以我们这个人是哪里的人，我们的种族，我们的文化来判断的。要知道神只创造了一个种族的人。
But the truth is, the truth from God's word is that when you pass away, you will either go to eternal life or wrath.
但是在这里圣经借着神的真理告诉我们说，当我们人生终止的时候，我们可能会有两个结局。第一个是得到永远的生命，另外一个可能就是得到愤怒的审判。
Most of you know about the Titanic, the large ship that went down. At least you saw the movie.
我们大家都看过泰坦尼克号这部电影。
Back in the port where that sailed from, they put up on a board people's names. And there's only two categories, saved or lost. There was no almost saved, almost lost, no.Saved or lost.
在那个悲剧里面，他们把人的名字写在一个黑板上面。这些人呢，只分为两种。第一种是得救了的人，另外一种就是丧失生命的人。
And God would have none that would be lost. God would want none to be lost.
神是不愿意任何一个人沉沦。
Nor should we.
我们也不应当看到任何人沉沦。
But church membership, good family, good citizen, good morals, no advantage before God.
但是在神的面前，来参加教会，或者说是一个好的公民，或者是有一个良好的道德，与那些犯罪的人、灭亡的人，在神看来，没有任何的区别。
Question is, do you have a savior?
真正的重点是我们有没有这一位救主。
Now this is my own analogy, so forgive me if it doesn't make sense to you.
接下来我要讲一个我对于我自己来说，是可行的一个比喻。
But I can tell you from the Bible, everyone that is born, Jewish or Gentile, is headed for a cliff.
在我看来，在圣经上，不管是相信了的人，是犹太人，或者是希腊人，外邦人，他们的人生都好像是慢慢的朝一个悬崖走去。
And it's a bottomless pit.
在这个悬崖的下面是一个无底的洞。
Unless you turn around, you will reach that. I can't tell you when, but you will reach that cliff.
除非我们愿意转身，不然，我不知道在你人生的任何一个时候，你可能都会到达那个悬崖的顶峰。
Let's look at one more scripture, Hebrews 9:27.
让我们一起来看希伯来书九章二十七节。希伯来书九章二十七节。希伯来书九章二十七节，如果我们找到了，一起读一下好不好？按着定命，人人都有一死，死后且有审判。
Now this is not my truth. This is God's truth. Okay. And so I read the story, and I think it might be true.
这不是我的真理，这是神明明白白写出来的真理。
There were 75 men in a prison in Mexico.
我曾经听到了一个故事，在墨西哥，在一个监狱里面有75个囚犯。
I've actually been in this town in Mexico where this was supposed to have happened.
我甚至我自己去过那一个小镇，这个故事所发生的小镇，我曾经去过。
And they dug this tunnel from a prison they were in.
这75个囚犯呢，从他们所在的这个监狱，他们想要挖一条地道逃出去。
To escape just by their genius, by their intellect.
他们想用他们天才绝顶的这个聪明呢，想要挖一条地道，能够从监狱里面逃出去。
So they dug outside the walls and way underground, and they came up in a courtroom, actually, in a courthouse.
所以当他们把那个地道挖通的时候，没有想到他们居然把地道挖到了法院。
Some of them had actually been convicted in that courthouse.
他们中间有一些人甚至就是在那个法院里面接受的判决。
And so the judge sent all 75 back to prison.
所以法官就说，你们这75个人，我要再把你们送回监狱。
It might seem hard to believe, but when we think that we can escape, we can do things our way, different from God, there is no escape.
这可能是你们觉得是一件很可笑的事情，但是他也告诉我，当我们凭着自己的聪明想要为自己找一条出路的时候，常常结果是叫我们难以置信的。
And why should we want to escape His love and His kindness?
我们为什么要从神的慈爱身边逃走呢？
So, if someone needs to turn around, that's fine. If you've already turned around, then you need to tell others about that turning around, that repentance.
所以我们每一个人都应当回转向神。如果我们中间你已经回转向神了，那么我们就应当把这个好消息告诉我们身边的人。
As the church, what should our attitude be toward these sinners in chapter 1 and these self-righteous people in chapter 2?
对于教会来说，在罗马书一章、二章这些被定罪的人，那些自义的人，应当是有一个怎样的态度呢？
Our attitude should be one of godly compassion, love, kindness, to want to see them have eternal life.
我们每一个信主的人，我们对于这些被定罪的人，我相信那些也包括我们自己，我们应当有一个从神来的爱。
So let's look to God's word and let the Holy Spirit lead us in life.
所以让我们能够仔细查考神的话， 让圣灵在我们的生命当中来引导我们。
And we don't want to be fooled, and we don't want any of our friends or loved ones to be fooled by this counterfeit love and kindness.
我们不要被这个世上所谓的虚假的爱所迷惑，也不要让我们周围的朋友、亲人被这样虚假的爱所迷惑。
That would be saying it's okay to be without God. Just have it your way.
这个世代的人常常说，没有神也没有关系，你就做你想做的事情。
So God's truth gives us a true view of where life's road is taking us and where it's taking others.
但是神的话却明明白白地告诉我们，我们人生的终点将会去到哪里。
Now, when I say the path of life, I don't mean there's anything wrong with the path to your PhD, to your professorship, any of those things that you're doing in life.
当我说到这个人生的道路的时候，我不是说你工作或者是你读博士，或者是说你不应当好好的生活，我不是这个意思。
Just pray when that career is over that you have God's eternal life forever.
但是我们应当警醒祷告的是，当这一切的事情都过去的时候，我们却有从神来的生命。
So I would appeal to you, be honest with others, tell them about God's love, but also tell them that He is a just God.
所以我请求你们，当你们告诉神的慈爱的时候，同时也告诉人神他的公义与审判。
Let's pray.
让我们一起来祷告。
Father, we're so blessed to have such a loving and kind God.
神啊，谢谢你，我们有你这样一位慈爱的神。
You're the only true God.
你是唯一的真神。
And thank you that you loved us so much that you sent your Son to die for us for our sins.
主啊，谢谢你如此的爱我们，以至于你差遣你的独生爱子为我们的罪钉在十字架上。
I just pray every day to truly see the sin that's still in my life that needs to change, that I need to be free of.
主啊，让我们每一天都看到，在我们每一天的生活里，罪还是在我的身上。我需要你的拯救，才能够过一个真正自由的生活。
But the joy in knowing that sin is forgiven, that you've already paid the price with Jesus' blood on the cross.
主啊，也叫我们知道，借着你自己为我们在十字架上留下的宝血，我们的罪被你赦免了。
So thank you for that assurance, for that joy of my salvation, and help me to share that with others.
主啊，谢谢你给我们有这样的确信。主啊，我们有这样的救恩，也帮助我们能把这样的好消息带给我们身边的人。
Please be with us the rest of the day and be with Pastor Gary and his family as they're traveling back.
主啊，今天求你与我们同在，也求你与赵牧师和他们一家在他们的旅途当中与他们同在。
In Jesus' name, Amen.
Amen.